Thank you. KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And we just heard from Nasheed Williams with Logan Richardson and Jason Moran. We heard King Hassan from Equality. And Nasheed Waits is son of another great drummer, Freddie Waits. Before that, we heard from Max Roach Trio featuring Hassan Ibn Ali with Art Davis on bass from 1964. And we heard Dinka Street. And we opened it up with the legendary Maboom, Max Roach's record with Onomatopoeia tune. And Nasheed Waits has at one of the jazz blogs has the top 10 Max Roach recordings that he likes, you know, and he chooses, which he knows more than I do. And I've seen Max Roach, but his father, Freddie Waits, was really good. So Maboom is a all percussion ensemble, a special group formed in 1970. This recording is from 79, so it was a while in the making. The initial members were Omar Clay, Warren Smith, Joe Chambers, Roy Brooks, Max, Freddie King, and Freddie Waits, and Ray Mantilla came later. Mantilla. Onomatopoeia is a word that describes a sound. Maboom is a onomatopoeic expression. I've always thought of it as a bass drum to floor tom and cymbal boom timpani. The piece is a perfect example of seamless transition. Not a lot of stops, themes, phrases overlap, and other emerging things happen, and undercut of it comes from the forefront and recedes, and something else comes in. Polyphony all the time. And it's just interesting in this album I've always heard of before and wanted to play it. So Nasheed Waits goes over and goes into depth and about this cut. So it's pretty good way to start off a show here that's be pretty good. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS 88.7 FM, KRVS.org.
Our maestro has just been awarded the Jazz Masters Award, and he is one of the giants of this music and one of the greatest jazz vibraphonists of all time, the wonderful Mr. Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes. Bobby Hutcherson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mes amis, tapez écoutez, Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS, 88.7. And we just heard from the great Tony Monaco with Yosuke Onuma on guitar and Gene Jackson on drums doing a Tony Monaco composition. I remember Jimmy, just got enough of, I remember Clifford in it too. It's just great. From live at the Cotton Club in Japan. And before that, from Dave Holland's latest Prism with Kevin Eubanks on guitar, Craig Taborn on keys, Harlan on drums, and Holland leader and on bass. And we started it out with harpist Edmar Castaneda doing Sabroson from Entre Cuerda with Marshall Gilkison on trombone, Dave Silliman on drums and percussion, and John Schofield on guitar sitting in for that cut. We're going to keep a B3 vibe and go to some Mike LaDon. He's doing a tune from the Groover from the album Bobsolete with Eric Alexander and Peter Bernstein on guitar with Joe Farnsworth. Yeah, and we started out this set of music at about, this had been about 22 minutes past the hour. Bobby Hutcherson doing Teddy from Somewhere in the Night with Joey DeFrancesco, organ. Peter Bernstein on guitar, Byron Landham Drew, and this was live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola from 2009. Thank you. Yes, indeed. An interesting note about guitarist Peter Bernstein, who showed up on two of these hot organists, Tony Monaco and Mike LeDon, is his early studies with Jim Hall. That was his mentor, but he also played a few things in the 90s, early 90s with Jim Hall as a duo, and they continue to do some. That's not just any kind of guitar player that can sit and do that. He's really great. I guess you get to flex his limbs a little bit in an organ trio after keeping up with and playing with Jim Hall. That's incredible. Jim Hall's just the best. He just influences jazz guitar in so many ways that nobody even knows, because it's not timbre. It's just his approach to the guitar. See you after the hour.